If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. I am Diane Allen, your host. My roles as ambassador, author, speaker, and intuitive mentor for bright and talented people are woven into each episode. I have the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire as I have been there and I understand your unique intensities, sensitivities, and challenges. Welcome. Don't steal from your friends. My friends, this is Diane, and I'm here today on the Someone Gets Me podcast to talk to you about stealing from your friends. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about being a robber, though I guess that could be part of this, but I'm talking about things that are much more subtle, sometimes nuanced, and often people make excuses or explanations, and they don't really pay attention to the consequence of stealing from our friends. So let me give you a couple examples of real life examples from clients of mine over a period of time. See, I actually decided to do this episode about stealing from your friends because in multiple sessions over the last couple months, these topics have come up. And then, of course, I started remembering others from longer ago. So I wrote a little bit of a list so that I wouldn't forget about the different things that people do to steal from their friends, people they say they care about. One of the ways they do it is they hit on their friends' friends, right? They go to a party or they go to an event or at their friend's house, and pretty soon they're hitting on their friends' friends, and then they're dropping that friendship. And I've heard it from several different people, both men and women, about the fact that they introduce people in a gathering and people hit it off and make friends, and that's great. Until the original person, the friend, loses both of those people as a friend because they take off on their own adventure and just disappear. And so if you do that, that causes a lot of grief for that person who you say was your friend. And it's also quite selfish to just drop your friend, right? So it's not like don't get in a relationship or don't meet somebody and hit it off, but be considerate of the person who you call your friend. Now, another example is that a friend was in business. This person owns their own business, and they do all kinds of services, and they have products, and their business is doing quite well. And so what happens is this person's friends often believe and have said directly, I'm your friend, so I should get your books free, or I should get your course free, or I should get your download free. I should be able to attend your webinar for nothing. I should be able to procure your services or your products, and I shouldn't have to pay you because I'm your friend. And at the very most, I should get a huge discount because I'm your friend. Again, that's a way of stealing from your friend, right? Because if your friend wanted to gift it to you, you just stole that opportunity from them. If your friend wanted to say, hey, we're friends, you know, why don't you pay me a little less for this thing or that thing, right? You just took away their opportunity to give by trying to extort things and taking advantage of your friendship. I know I've had people do that with me who are my friends who wanted my things for free. And so it stole my ability to be able to give it to them if I wanted to. And instead, there's this not so great taste in my mouth that somebody who says they're my friend is so easy to just take it for free. Like it has no value, right? Do you see how that happens? It's very prevalent in the world, and it's happened to more than one of my clients, and that one's happened to me as well. So pay attention. If you have a friend that has services or products or anything, now don't assume you get it for free, and don't assume you get it for less. Assume that you're paying full price to support your friend. And if they choose to gift it to you or gift a discount or something, then that's a beautiful gift. It's not extortion then. So don't steal their opportunity to do something nice for you as their friend, right? Another thing that happened with one of my clients, it was in a networking event, and most of the people were friends or friendly. And he was kind of shorter than most of the other guys, not a whole lot shorter, but a little bit shorter than most of the other men in his circle, I guess. And everybody just kept talking over his head. Like he goes, it's like I wasn't even there. They were just talking over me because they were just enough taller than him that he was not in their like line of sight. Now I'm short and I've had something similar happen to me, but what happened to me was people would stand in a networking event and put their hands on their hips and almost hit my, you know, give me a black eye. So it's different, but I understood when he said that he's enough shorter that they excluded him from the conversation. So pay attention to your friends. If your friend's a little shorter than you, or you're all short and your friend's a little taller, right? Pay attention to the people around you. Another way people steal from their friends, and this has happened to multiple clients of mine, is a client will, you know, the person will share their idea with a friend, a trusted other, and then that friend will take the first person's idea and turn it into something and start making money off an idea that came from another person without ever acknowledging their friend who gave them the idea, without ever saying anything. It was as if it was their own idea. And that's a form of theft. It's not only a bright idea or maybe even intellectual property, depending on the situation, but at the very most, it's stealing energy from your friend. If your friend says something that's a great idea and you want to turn it into something, talk to them about it. It doesn't mean no, it means pay attention. It means just don't run with this great idea that was not started with you. And a lot of times our friends inspire us to keep communication lines open. Another one is where introverts are in events, and a lot of gifted people are introverts, even though it might be social introverts, but still introverts nonetheless. And other people who are more extroverted and higher energy in social situations just talk right over their introverted friends and act like they're not even there. Or ask a question, and then before the introverted friend can even open their mouth, they're going off. I hear that from a lot of my gifted people who are introverted, and many gifted people are introverted. So sometimes it takes, if you're that friend, a moment to slow yourself down just a minute and be considerate of the other person. So these are just some of the examples. There are others that are a little bit more insidious, I guess it would be a good word. Like one of my clients had somebody who they called, somebody who said that they were their friend, and they got into their circles, and they, you know, were in their social circles and their leisure circles and their work circles. And then pretty soon, this other person was making friends with all their friends. And pretty soon, the original friend, my client, was getting left out of all their own circles. And this other person had basically taken over their friends. It's very similar to a domestic violence cycle where the abuser gets in and, you know, gets involved in the person's world so much that then they can start shifting the world so the original person feels isolated and alone. And so for gifted people and intensely sensitive people who are empathic and often very aware, when somebody comes into their world and does things like that, then it leaves a wound, right? It's not funny. And sometimes it's calculated and sometimes it's not, or sometimes it's a combination. So I think what really matters, and one of the things that I really want to drive home in this podcast, is that it would behoove all of us to pay attention, a little bit more attention, acute attention to the people that we say are our friends, and the people that we say are important to us, and ask ourselves, am I stealing from them knowingly or unknowingly? in ways that don't maybe seem obvious. And what goes with that is, what am I doing actually to support and build up my friend and help charge their batteries, right? So this is a very big deal, because for a lot of us who are gifted and talented and empathic and sensitive, we're natural givers. And so it's very easy for other people to try to take from us knowingly or unknowingly, because I don't think that everyone has a malintent. And that's not the point. The point is for us to have awareness of the fact that many times we might be unintentionally stealing joy, stealing happiness, stealing products, stealing services. You know, let me pick your brain. As one, I was in a networking event quite some time ago, and there was a bunch of people there that I've known that I would call my friends. And I was talking to the wife of this couple, and she's like, I really need to talk to you. I want to make an appointment with you. And we had our calendars open for a time for her to make an appointment with me to help her with some grief. And so the husband walked over and saw that we were making an appointment for her. And she even said, I'm making an appointment with Diane so she can help me with this grief. And her husband said, oh, why would you do that? Just take her out to coffee. And so she put her calendar away. And of course, I made myself unavailable for coffee. Because basically the husband's intent was to have his wife get her emotional needs met and use my expertise for the price of a cup of coffee. And that's not how it works. That's a form of theft, or an attempted theft, right? We don't do those things if we really care about the people we call our friends. So what do? We first learn how to not take advantage of the kindness of other people. And we also learn ourselves how to have healthy inner boundaries. And our inner boundaries are the part of us that we decide how much of us to show up into the world. So there's outer boundaries, you know, how close people get to us. But inner boundaries are so important, because if you're an empath or you're very sensitive and you're gifted, the probability is high that you're a giver and that you want to be cared about, you want to be loved, you want to give to other people so they feel that. And there's a lot of openness. Well, what can happen in those situations is people can take advantage of your kindness, knowingly or unknowingly. And that can create stress in the relationship. You know, I have people over in my world over time that when they call me, I already know they're going to ask for a favor, because they only call me when they want something from me. They have never called me since shortly after we met just to say hi or to see if I wanted to do anything or share good news, nothing. Only when they wanted something. And so that's taking advantage of somebody's kindness. So, of course, I think about it before I answer the phone. Am I willing to give at this moment? So pay attention. Do you only call people when you want something from them? Do you only reach out to certain people when you have that kind of agenda? Or do you tell people you care about them regularly? It's just kind of a time to assess and for us to pay attention to what's important to us, right? We want to have safety in our friendships without the exploiting energy, without the extortion energy of, what is this person going to try to take from me? Or what is it that they want me to give them that I may, without kind of like, they want something from you, but they're not going to tell you. They're just going to keep hinting, you know, one of those things. One of the other things that we need to pay attention to is all people, I think. And these, again, all of these things keep coming up over and over and over in all of my sessions over the last several months. And I think people are finally willing to bring to the forefront the idea that friendship does not mean you're entitled to everything about somebody else, their joy, their product, their services, their energy, all of it. It's just like wealthy parents and the kids think, you know, the parents' money is the kids' parent money, and that's not true either. It's a similar kind of thing. And so one of the big things I've noticed, and I've heard this several times from men and women, was that their friends send them mixed messages, either in text messages, that often it's in texting, or emails, or even on the phone, where they're celebrating something like, good for you, that was great. And then they turn right around and say something not so nice. So it steals their joy. You know, one of my clients showed me a text message from somebody that said, you know, I'm texting you to say happy birthday, and I'm really disappointed in you. All in the same text, in the same sentence. Now, how would that make you feel if somebody that said they cared about you and obviously decided to say happy birthday also told you how disappointed they were in you in that same message? Wouldn't it be healthier if you were disappointed in someone to take care of that and not harbor it and kind of use it as a barb on somebody's special holiday? Do you see how we can communicate much more effectively and still get our needs met and still let people know how we feel and what's happening, but in a safe way where both people or all the people in the situation are cared about, and even if the hard conversations can happen because they're not guised in some other kind of thing, like a celebration, but here you did this wrong, right? It's really important. So when you steal from other people their joy, their ideas, their time, their talent, their treasure, knowingly or unknowingly, it leaves a wound. It puts a rift in your friendship. And if you're the friend who that's happening to a lot, there's wounds in there. So I would like to suggest that we do some things to not steal from our friends. And I have a few ideas, of course, right? The first one is to practice self-respect. Respecting yourself and your friend and your emotions and their ideas and your ideas. A lot of times when people disrespect another person, if we really look, that person's not respecting themselves. So we want to develop some self-respect. Look within. Clean things up. It's not respectful to barb people you call your friends with comments that there's no answering, right? It's not okay to steal friends from your ugly friend or the person who might be not like you so that you can then get all the attention. That's not respectful. It's not self-respect to take emotional hostages, right? It's not self-respect to create relationships with your friends' friends and then distant and then just ghost on the person who you called your friend. Those things do not have self-respect in them or respect for your friend. So I suggest we all start developing deeper and deeper sense of self-respect, which is different than entitlement, and it's different than that egoic, I've got this. It's learning how to go in and have compassion and care, and understand there's enough to go around. There's plenty of air. There's plenty of resources. There's plenty of love. There's plenty for all of us. We don't have to treat each other poorly and unintentionally or intentionally. So let's have some self-respect and then begin to pay attention to having respect for the emotions and ideas of our friends. The second thing I think would be very important is to have clear communication about expectations. There are people who will say expectations are a resentment waiting to happen, but I also think expectations put us into a box. They make it so that we're either happy or we're not happy. So if I expect you to be on time all the time and you're not, then I have to be upset with you. And if you are on time, I have to be happy. So I try to change the word expectation to preference. So I have clear communication and I tell people what I prefer. So I prefer that people show up on time. As the rule is that I've learned is if you're 10 minutes early, you're already 5 minutes late. I prefer that. I also know that some of the people I know are quite eccentric and they're time optimists and they don't quite show up on time. So if I have expectation, then every time they're a little bit late or barely on time, I can feel my emotions kind of getting riled. But if I would prefer it and remind myself that this is the way this friend is and love them for who they are and communicate my desire for better timeliness, right? Then I can have a myriad of responses to what happens or doesn't happen. So expectations can keep us in a box, but we want to have clear communication because sometimes expectations are important. So I remember one time I was having surgery a long time ago, gosh, I don't know, 20 years ago, and it was day surgery and I needed somebody to drive me to the place and away from the place. And it was only about 3 miles from my home. It was very close. And so one of my friends offered to take me. And I said, great, thank you so much, because I didn't know who I was going to ask. And then that same friend said, and then I'll pick you up and bring you home. I'm not working that day. I'm happy to do it. Okay, I will let you. That would be great. Thank you so much. Well, the night before, actually 2 and 3 nights before, and then the night before, I could not find that friend. They didn't answer their phone. I couldn't find them, and they never did answer. So I had to drive myself because now I have to be at the surgery center at 6:30 in the morning, and I had no ride because the friend who said they would take me did not. And then on the way home, of course, I could not drive myself home, so I had to get a different friend to bring me home and go back and get my car, and it created a big mess. Now, I was very clear about the communication, and so was this person who called themselves my friend. Now, they showed up in my life, back in my life. They finally answered my phone calls and text messages about 3 weeks, maybe a month after the surgery, and they're like, oh, I'm so glad you're doing really well. And acted as if there was nothing that happened. And then I finally said, so what happened with not showing up to take me? Oh, well, something came up and I just didn't want to say no to you. And so I just didn't answer you. And so do you see how that lack of clarity of communication and respect caused all kinds of cascading effect? People do those kinds of things all the time. If you're a gifted, talented, kind of smart, strong personality person, do you ever have friends that just kind of disappear on you if you're having a hard day, and then they show back up hoping everything is better later? There's all these examples of the ways we steal energy and kindness and time from our friends, and we don't even realize it's theft, but it is. So another one thing we can do is to help us stop stealing is to cease the idea of rationalizing unacceptable behavior on both people's part, yours and the person who calls you friend. So you notice this is not a one-sided conversation because it's about the fact that it takes two to tango. If I allow you to continue to take advantage of me, now I'm giving you permission. Plato said it. You get the behavior you tolerate, and you teach people how to treat you. So if I allow you to continue to take advantage of me and steal from me, then that's on me, right? If you continue to do it, that's on you. And so people create these little dances. So we want to get rid of this rationalizing unacceptable behavior, making an excuse for something. You know, I told that friend that, well, there really is no excuse for not at least telling me. Knowing it was a deadline and knowing I had to have another person, knowing all of these things. You could have said something. And the response was, well, I was afraid. Okay. All right. Do you see how communication up front would have helped that situation? I might not have felt better, and they might not have felt better in the moment, but at least there would have been some kind of communication. So we want to stop rationalizing and explaining away things that are unacceptable by ourselves and others, really paying attention. Then the next thing we want to do is we want to be considerate of how you would want to be treated. You want to pay attention how you would want to be treated, like the golden rule. The golden rule, right, is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But that's not the end of it. The end of it is, and do it first. So how are you supporting and helping charge the batteries of your friends? How are you standing in their corner with them, so to speak? How are you lifting them up when they're not in the room? How are you acting in a way that is considerate of the welfare of the people that you say are important to you. And there's lots of ways to do it, like making a phone call and saying, hey, how are you? I was thinking about you. What's going on? Or if you have a really strong friend who's got a lot going on, and then all of a sudden you start hearing how tired they are for a while, you might want to check in, because for a strong person to say they're tired tells you that there's something going on, and maybe they need a safe listening ear, right? Maybe that strong person actually could use your listening ear. So we want to take away the assumption that everybody's fine all the time, they're feeling this, and we want to come out of our own tiny circle and begin to be considerate and ask ourselves, is what I'm about to do for the highest good of all concerned? And that includes you. Is what I'm about to do for the highest good of all concerned? Is what I'm about to text, is what I'm about to say, is what I'm about to write for the highest good? And the highest good includes clear, healthy boundaries. It includes stating the truth and stating your needs. It includes being willing to say yes to the needs of your friends and say no when it's something you cannot do. It includes telling the truth and having integrity. Integrity is doing what you say you're going to do and not doing what you say you're not going to do. So stealing from our friends, I think, is rampant, especially in the gifted world and in the business world, where there's so many things and people are giving and giving and giving. I remember when I used to do a daily live, well, back in the beginning, I think, of COVID, and I did a daily live, and I would walk my dog, and I would get some kind of cool, inspiring message, and I would go live on Facebook, and I would share my message. And in hopes of bringing some kind of camaraderie and connection and just elevating the world just a bit. And that was all I wanted. It was for people to feel better. Well, there was one person who was there every single day. And then pretty soon, I started noticing that almost word for word, what I said in the morning was showing up in their content in the afternoon, as if it was their idea. In fact, the person even said it often. That didn't feel very good, because that person said they were my friend. That didn't feel good to me. And I approached him about it, and they're like, well, yeah, I did take it because it was great. And I said, and what's the point in just saying thanks? And they had never considered it. So it was a naive thing. They just really didn't realize that what they were doing was theft, and they didn't realize that it would hurt my feelings. And they didn't even realize that that kind of behavior probably isn't helping them in their life either. So sometimes we unknowingly do things that rip off the people we say we care about the most. If you have friends in the service industry, then be aware that when you ask them for something that's in their realm of work, offer to compensate them somehow. Now, if they say no, or they offer to give it to you, then that's a beautiful gift exchange, and you say thank you humbly. But always offer, right? Always be the person to hold that high level of respect for self and others, and that high level of integrity, and that high level of being considerate. So remember this question, friends, so that we can decrease and stop altogether the knowing and unknowing theft from our own friends. And that is this: is what I'm about to do going to get me where I say I want to go? And is what I'm about to do for the highest good of all concerned? Two questions, right? Is what I'm about to do for the highest good of all concerns, and it includes you, and is what I'm about to do going to get me where I say I want to go? Because if you're unintentionally, because you're not paying attention, saying things that are not so kind to your friends, you may not be having the quality of friendships you seek and desire. And you may not even realize it. Because when you say things that sting a little or hurt a little, and you don't know it because you're not paying attention and you're not asking, and your friend doesn't say anything, you might be paying a consequence that you don't have to if you wake up just a little bit more. So I hope, friends, this episode has served you. As always, feel free to email me or contact me, schedule a discovery call with me, whatever it is you'd like to do, if you want to continue the conversation, or if you have any requests for any other kinds of topics that you would like to talk about or somebody you would love me to interview, please let me know. Remember, don't steal from your friends. Ask yourself, is what I'm about to do for the highest good of all concerned? And in the meantime, keep your face to the sun so the shadows fall behind you. Because you're a rock star. You are here on purpose with a mighty purpose. So go out there, build your integrity, build your self-respect, and see how your world changes. Until the next episode of Someone Gets Me, be well. Are you tired of searching for someone to understand you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, and talented. I share my insights and teachings, and you can connect with others in a real, authentic, safe forum. So join us today. Someone Gets Me.